This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Another set of numbers came out today from the U.S. Department of Labor. Import prices were up a bit in September. Most of that increase was driven by oil prices. And today, there is another reason that price may go up more. Iran said one of its tankers was struck by missiles as it was steaming through the Red Sea today. Details and confirmation are still forthcoming, but if true, this would be the latest in a string of tanker attacks. It's a worrying time to be in the business of delivering oil in the Middle East. And so the industry, the shipping industry, is taking extra precautions and raising shipping and insurance prices to reflect that risk in perhaps what's the most critical shipping area in the world. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
If confirmed, this would be at least the seventh attack on an oil tanker since May in the Middle East. Now, it's always a dodgy neighborhood, but lately it's getting worse, says Andrew Kinsey. He's a marine risk consultant at Allianz.
I feel it's an extremely concerning escalation of tensions in a region that has a very small room for error.
He says oil ships are being urged to defend against mine, missile, or pirate attacks.
You're looking at higher speeds, daylight transits, checking in, giving voyage plans so people know where you are, and trying to be that hard target.
Higher risk means higher prices to rent tankers in the Persian Gulf. It's the choke point for 30% of the world's oil supply. Last week, a tanker rental cost $85,000 a day, says maritime analyst James Jang at Aegis Capital. But today?
So this is what I'm hearing from the ship brokers. You know, they're the middlemen between producers and the shippers. The chatter around the rates right now is $200,000 to $300,000 per day.
And then there's insurance. Oil vessels have to pay their insurers what's called a war risk premium at times like this. And that premium has shot up, says Matt Smith at Clipper Data, which tracks global oil flows.
Since those events in May, we've seen war premium for vessels in the Middle East rising tenfold. We should likely only see those increasing as these incidents continue to occur.
Despite the nervousness on the oceans and higher shipping and insurance rates, the price of oil hasn't spiked. There are many factors in play there, including weak demand. But Smith worries that tensions with Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United States could yield more tanker attacks and potentially miscalculation and broader conflict. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.